Another meeting in Panmunjom. A handshake as flimsy as petals, and we still have to deal with the nukes and the guns and the millions of men in army fatigues and leaking boots, the thousand conflicting interests of strongmen and presidents. But watching the young man in black from the north shake hands with his southern elder, speak polite words to his southern elder, polite as a distant nephew at a wedding or a funeral, for a moment, I imagine the enemy's touch. How much one hand is like another hand. The hand that tortures, and the hand that rights our wrongs. The pressuring fingers frightening. The palm's warmth, full of hope.